This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, the big national headline today would of course be coming in from Delhi, and that is because the counting of the Delhi elections will happen today. The counting will begin at 8 a.m. and the exit poll suggests that Aam Aadmi Party is all set to come back to power, but we'll wait by to see what happens from that political arena. Apart from that, globally, the talking point continues to be coronavirus. Sadly, the number of deaths on account of coronavirus has surpassed 1,000 mark, and even if you look at the total number of confirmed cases, it is 42,638 as we speak. So the number continue to mount, and in fact analysts say that perhaps the optimism that the disease has come under control might be premature, because remember, the number of new cases has actually gone up in the last couple of days, and that is something causing a bit of worry. Of course, China had resumed operations partly at a lot of factories yesterday itself, but then there is uncertainty when work can fully resume in China, because a lot of factories have been reporting that only 10% of the workforce or 20% of the workforce has come back. So that is something to track. And this has had an impact across all asset classes. The crude commodity is trading at a 13-month low, so that has seen a tad bit of dip. Gold on the flip side is moving higher, that is trading at 1-week high. We have seen a tad bit of correction this morning as far as gold is concerned, but still the prices continue to rise. The other space to watch out for is definitely the dollar index, because the dollar index has consistently moved higher in the last few days and has now reached a level of very close to that 99 mark. So that will be very important to track. Separately, talking about cues for today, the US indices actually closed in the green, but it was a very volatile session there. Initially, we saw a dip when it comes to the Dow, etc., but later in the day, they all rebounded. In fact, S&P 500 and NASDAQ actually touched all-time high levels. A lot of stocks actually were also buzzing, names like Tesla, Boeing, Amazon, they were moving higher, anywhere between 2-3%. On the flip side, Apple came under a bit of pressure, because there is this question mark whether its suppliers and component makers in China would be able to resume work properly or not. Asia this morning is largely mixed. The cues are slightly positive, at least that is what SGX Nifty is suggesting, because the SGX Nifty is suggesting that we might start around the 12,018 mark. So we'll have to watch out for that. Japan is of course shut today, so we'll keep an out on that one as well. Yesterday, the Indian markets closed lower, but remember, today the expectation is that they're going to rebound. The FIIs as well as DIIs continue to sell in the cash equity markets at 185 crores and 740 crores. The Nifty level to watch out for on the downside is 11,950, while the upside is at 12,100. So have an amazing trading day. Have a profitable day. This is Anisha Jain, signing off from CNBC TV 18 in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.